Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like an excellent selection of truly good books? Books that deal with many of life's most common and difficult circumstances. And books that offer a positive resolution, or a happy ending. Not only for the characters in the stories, but maybe even yourself, if you find that you've been facing similar circumstances. Five-star rated books by acclaimed author Dominique Wilkins. Good books for good people seeking life's answers based on Scripture. Find out more about these heart-gripping stories and download our free app at authordwilkinsgoodbooks.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could stay with us. Lamar Campbell is joining us here for the first time today to talk to us not only about his own passion for music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. He has a brand new single, Open the Sky, that's getting a lot of attention. It's a song that I think really speaks to the heart. We're going to talk to him a little bit about the song, what he hopes you're able to take away from it, as well as how you can support the music as well. Lamar, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello. How you doing, Cyrus?
Hey, doing really good, man. Thanks a lot for coming on the program. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, well, it's my pleasure, and thanks for, debuting this record on your show. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, this song is so powerful. We're going to be getting into it in a moment, letting our listeners take a listen for those who haven't heard it. But I want to talk about this experience for you, Lamar, because you are an individual who has definitely found your gift. You found your calling with music, and you've been able to not only to entertain people with it, but also minister people with it. What has this been like for you to kind of realize not only the gift that God has given you, but what it's been like for you to walk in that gift?
Well, I tell you, first of all, just being able to know that who you are and what you were created to do in itself is a blessing, because there are a lot of people that are still searching to find what they think their purpose in life is. So, First of all, to be able to know that I was put here to do what I'm doing is a blessing in itself. And to be able to do it and be able to see the fruits of the labor, you know, being able to hear the testimonies of how different songs have blessed people, how the music has gone all over the world, to hear it being sung in different languages and you know, just having different experiences from traveling the world. One that really stands out for me was being able to go to Denmark, and they do a gospel concert, workshop. They do that periodically, and they do it just like an activity. People think it's like a cool thing to do. Well, we're going to participate in the gospel workshop. So I had a choir of about 350 people that came to hang out on the weekend, and then at the culmination of that, they do a concert. But one of the coolest things that happened to me is a lot of these people are not Christians. It's just like it would be just like going to the movies or skating or out to dinner for them to be able to participate in the choir. There was one individual that came up to me after the concert and said, "I don't believe in God or anything like that, but something happened here in this room. I'm not saying it's God or anything, but I know something happened in this room." And about 10 years later, I received an email saying that person accepted Jesus Christ into their heart. Now they're singing on the praise team. And you just never know the impact of the seeds that God allows us to be able to sow, how they're going to come back. So, I mean, that's just one of many, many things. But it's just a blessing to be able to be an instrument that people are able to find refuge and peace and comfort and love and joy through just the universal language of music.
Right. Through the universal, again, through music. That is so amazing. You know, I recently spoke to Lowell Pye on this program, Lamar, and we were talking about the responsibility that he felt with the gift that he had been given. And, you know, when you give stories like that, testimonies really, like what you just shared, it reminds me of Proverbs 22:29, you know, where it tells us, you know, you've seen a man skillful in his work, you know, he's going to stand before kings. He won't stand before, you know, obscure men. You know, it really shows that if you do what you are intended to do, what God intended for you to do, there's really no limits to where he will take you. When you realize that for yourself, how did that liberate you? Because, you know, the world lives in so much fear, Lamar. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of not living up to man's expectations. When you realize that the important thing that mattered was God's expectations, how did that free you in being able to move forward in your ministry?
Well, first of all, you're absolutely correct. That is a freeing and liberating experience. The other part of it is it's such a process. So to be able to get to that point, there are so many levels that you have to go through to even get to that point. And number one is being honest with yourself about what your strengths and your weaknesses are.
Yeah.
And being able to be able to look in the mirror and say, you're not good at this. This is something you need to work on. This is, you know, because a lot of times it's easy just to get caught up in the accolades of the people that know us and love us. But, you know, even through that process, you know, being able to know, I mean, we're flesh, so we have insecurities, you know. Well, maybe my gift is not as big as this other person's gift. I can remember times literally where I've been back in the dressing room and I'm the marquee artist and I'm hearing the groups and the other singers going on before me, and I'm sitting in my dressing room and I'm like, why am I here? Why am I the headliner tonight? Are they listening to what I'm? But we actually go through that. But to be able to know after you ask that question is because God has given you something that's gonna that we can communicate to people in a way that no other person can.
Yes.
And there's actually people that are assigned to be able to receive what they need to receive, and if we're not the ones that give it to them, then they may not get it. So that's how crucial being able to know who you are and not being intimidated, whether by someone else's gift, whether they can do more runs or whether they have more top 40 songs or stuff like that, because those are things that we get caught up in the flesh. But once we know who we really are and what our responsibility is and why we have to do it, it gives us a boldness, and
right.
It certainly has given me a boldness. This is my ninth record. I mean, I can't hardly believe it that I've done that many records. But this is my ninth record, and I'm telling you, I'm experiencing and feeling some things about this project and some confidence about this project that I've never experienced before, because to some level we always try to live up to an industry expectation or peer expectation. But I went into this project solely just believing that God was going to do something special with this collection of songs that he's never done before. And
right.
That's why we took our time on it. We spent like 2.5 years working on this project, just doing the framework of songs and coming back and adding lyrics and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the whole thing is a process. You don't just get to the table one day and then the next day you say, I got it all. Yeah, it takes a period of time to get there.
It does. But you know what? I think the amazing thing is when you do it in his time, it all works out, as you said, with the music here. And we're going to actually be hearing the single here in a moment. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Lamar Campbell is with us today. We're talking to him not only about his own love of music, but the ministry that has come along with it. It's a ministry that's literally taking him around the world, as he's been sharing here. Also, the responsibility that comes with that as well. And that brings up this single, Open the Sky, an amazing song. It's a, to me, not only a song of praise and prayer, but also I think of recognition of what God is able to do. Lamar, how did the single come about?
Well, I'll tell you this. Number one, when we started working on this record, there's something that God revealed to me in a way that I had never seen it before. Is about his greatness, and it's like he said it to me so clear. It's like you'll never understand what I've given you until you understand fully how great I am. So when you understand how great I am, then you understand the greatness that I deposited in you. So we have to be able to embrace and really, you know, we say he's the greatest and all that kind of stuff. But when we say that, do we really know how great God is? Meaning, when I go to him in prayer, why do I keep asking for gas money and money to make it to the end of the week? And if I could just do this and if I could just get this car. And, you know, it's almost an insult to the God of the universe. The only thing that we want to ask him for is just the basic fundamental things. And this song, Open the Sky, is really about believing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. And there's a line in the song that says, God opened the sky, we needed a blessing till we can't stand anymore. Okay, when's the last time we asked for that kind of blessing?
Right.
And our God is so big, and he's faithful to be able to do that. And to be able to come back to Indianapolis and be able to partner with a man named Jeff Thomas, who we wrote this song together, to be able to see, and we worked on the whole project. We wrote the songs together. We produced it together, and to be able to see how God would use. I mean, this is a young man that I really didn't know, but he had watched me growing up in my music. First of all, for us to be able to partner on this level. And for God to be able to do something special, because a lot of times when you're doing projects, record companies just want you to go out and get the top names, and you know, and just the, but to be able to trust God enough through this process to know that out of this process we were going to come up with a song, with songs that were going to be give life to the body of Christ, and that not only would be a great listening songs, great musical songs, but there would be messages that would be life-changing messages. And I really believe that this song, Open the Sky, is going to be a big anthem, and people will be singing it for years and years to come when they get it. You know, it's because of the core gospel audience. We've done several different mixes, and I haven't done a record in 6 years. So, you know, when people hear the first single, it's like, this is a little different from Lamar Campbell. But I'm glad for people like you that allow me to be able to express my heart and let them know what this is all about. This is not just a new gimmick, or I'm trying to do something different, because, you know, everybody's moving towards praise and worship and, you know, stylistically it might be the next move I should be making or anything like that. But I just really believe in the message in this song, and I really believe that it's going to touch people's hearts and it's going to meet them in a universal way. People from all walks of life will be able to gravitate and get the message of this song.
Well, I think that's definitely going to happen. For those who haven't had an opportunity to hear it, here is Lamar Campbell with Open the Sky. We'll be right back with Conversations Live.
Hallelujah. Our God is still able to perform miracles. Come on, you know it. Sing it with me.
Open the Sky is the name of the song. We're going to be telling you guys here in just a moment how you can get your own single and also support the music and stay in contact with Lamar. Lamar, I want to talk about the real message for me on that song, and that is to stop putting limitations on God. You mentioned earlier about praying for the same thing about, you know, gas money, those kind of things, which in the larger scheme of things to God are smaller things. Do you think that's one of the big messages for all people of faith, the importance of really unshackling the way that they look at God and what he's able to do for all of us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that I think sometimes as Christians, we believe that God can do all of these wonderful things, but we doubt that he would do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the real key to that is understanding that, you know, he's a God of his word. And a lot of times it's because we walk in believing, because we don't forgive people, we don't think that we deserve his forgiveness. But God says to us, if we confess our sins, that he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and not only that, but cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we can come to him in a pure place and ask him for whatever we want according to his word, and it's going to be done. And that part you can't take out of the equation. You know, it's the word. So to be able to not only believe that he can do it and believe, but to believe that he will do it for us.
There you go. And that is it. Again, everyone, Lamar Campbell is our guest. Lamar, man, it really has been an honor to speak with you. And thank you so much for sharing not only part of your testimony, but really what God has done in your life and what he's continuing to do. How can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as support the music?
Well, a number of ways. All my Twitter fans out there, it's Twitter. It's Lamar Campbell 1 on Twitter, Lamar Campbell 1. And Facebook, there are several pages, but I like to direct people to go to the Lamar Campbell musician band page, it has unlimited people that you can add there, because of the other page, a lot of those pages are full. So we like to direct them to go there on Facebook. And our new website is up now, and that's lamarcampbell.com. So if you can remember Lamar Campbell, you can find it.
There you go. You made it very easy for Lamar, man. And we want to thank our good friend Gentrego for setting up this conversation for us. And, you know, I think people are going to hear that song, Lamar. I already know it. They're going to hear that song, and they're going to realize that those are words that they can say and believe that are possible for them, and I think that is the thing. And I think you're exactly right. So many people think that God's blessings are for everyone but us, but to me that's really just another trick of the devil to be able to keep us from believing that God has something special for us. And I think, you know, a song like that is a great reminder that he wants it for all of us, that it's not just for a few, but it really is for all. So congratulations again on the music and the ministry, Lamar. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Well, that's great. And the CDs are available everywhere. Lamar Campbell, Spirit of Praise, Open the Sky. You can get it on all iTunes, Amazon, any of the digital downloads and Christian bookstores and stuff like that. So encouraging everybody to go and pick that project up.
Exactly. Definitely. Let it be a blessing for yourselves as well as for other people. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And we did, like Lamar said, we actually tagged his Facebook fan page there on our page, as well as his Twitter handle, to make it very easy for you guys to find him. But you can click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.